The photo on the front of both the Irish Independent and the Irish Times is that of a jubilant Alexis Spiras, the leader of the Syriza party, after winning the Greek election. Well, there's a very different and shocking picture on the front of the Irish Examiner, that of the badly bruised face of Anna Bouboula. The caption over the photo reads, "Why didn't the Gardaí want to investigate this?" Michael Clifford writes that a Gartha investigation has been launched into a failure to properly investigate an allegation by a Polish woman that she was raped and sexually assaulted while being held against her will in her assailant's apartment. There's a full report inside the paper. And that paper also has news of Greece's election on its front page, reporting that the victory for the anti-austerity party in the election raises fears of a new Eurozone crisis. And indeed, it's that story that makes the lead for the Times and the Independent this morning, with the latter reporting that Greece is on a collision course with the rest of the EU. All the papers carry the story and report on the possible ramifications for Europe. And another story that gets plenty of attention this morning is that of the possible sale of Aer Lingus. The Times says that the government is unlikely to make any decision in relation to the state's shareholding in the airline until officials in Brussels make their views known. While the Independent reports that Irish Rail is planning a new line to allow intercity trains to travel directly to Dublin Airport from Cork, Limerick, Galway and Belfast. And the paper looks at the impact a takeover of Aer Lingus might have, saying the move could weaken the regional airports if services were reduced. And a poll carried out for that paper and Today FM has found that a third of women in their 30s say they have put off having children because of financial pressure. It also found that working women in the same age bracket were only half as likely as men to have had a recent pay rise. Paul Cullen, writing in The Times, says that staff shortages may result in kidneys from Irish donors going abroad. The organs may have to be exported because of a lack of staff to transplant them to recipients here. And the lead for the Mail says that if there's a water problem in your area, it's better to live near a minister. According to its front page story, two-thirds of Irish Water's urgent maintenance work is being carried out in the constituencies of either ministers or junior ministers. And the Examiner reports on its front page that religious-run schools and hospitals are to lose their right to sack staff for being gay, divorced or unmarried parents. Equality Minister Éadan Ó Riordan says he aims to have the changes through by Easter. And it appears that third-level students were overpaid more than €4 million in grant money during the 2012-2013 academic year. The Examiner and Herald report that Susie, the body which oversees the payment of third-level grants, has admitted the money was paid out in error and says it is currently seeking approval from the Department of Education to write off the total amount. And the lead for the Irish Daily Mirror concerns the parents of Niall Dorr, who was killed in Dundalk in 2010. Elaine Keogh writes that his family are heartbroken after their son's killer had 3 years taken off his 16-year jail term following an appeal. And finally, from the Examiner, the story of Dermot Mulqueen, who was arrested on Friday lunchtime in a busy O'Connell Square in Ennis in County Clare after smashing a TV set with an axe. He claimed he was creating conceptual artwork entitled Liberation of the Mind. Mr. Mulqueen was released without charge. A file is being prepared for the DPP.